Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Whew. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, yes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes! I'm glad to rejoice and be glad in it. How about that? Y'all see that? The timing, the time of God, knowing the time of God. I woke up this morning and my wife was praying for, the timing of God, understanding the timing of God, knowing the timing of God. And so as she was praying, God started just dropping stuff into my spirit, just dropping stuff into my spirit. And so I just started declaring over myself, you know, the Issachar anointing. In 1 Chronicles 12 and, the whole chapter, it was they were talking about the divisions of David and the army. And so it got down to verse 32 and it starts talking about the Issachar, the men of Issachar. They were knowing and understanding the timing of what Israel ought to do. And so God was telling me, he was like, Gerald, I'm dropping the Issachar anointing on you that you will know where I am and what I'm doing for your family, what I'm doing in this army, what I'm doing. Because listen, gotta catch this. Because if you in our army, and you gotta understand that God starts giving the leaders how to being able to separate what you're doing. Come on now, we're getting ready to talk about knowing the timing of God. Let me tell you something. I start looking up Issachar, and I got the Hebrew meaning of it, and it says reward and recompense. Come on, y'all. Somebody should be shouting right there. This is why the enemy has you so impatient. This is why the enemy will have you going ahead of God. This is the reason why he doesn't want you to actually get this reward, get this recompense, because he knows if I can get you out of the timing of God, if I can get you to be blind to what God is doing in this season and in this time and in this moment, because this is the Issachar men were, this says in verse 32, it says, and of Issachar, men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Understanding. See, in the midst of us waiting, we got to get an understanding of what God is trying to do, Gerald. And I was like, oh, because I'm not an impatient person. But I'm like, can we move a little faster? Can we move a little faster? But I had to, I'm really understanding that I got to get a better understanding of what God is really trying to do in this time period. Because if I don't have the understanding of what God is trying to do, then when I get to the next move, I'll be missing something. How many of y'all been in this impatient time, this impatient place? Just like, come on, God, you got to move faster. You got to move faster. But God is saying, listen, I'm going to need you to understand the timing to know what you should do. What you should do. It's in the midst of you waiting and getting the understanding in what you should do for your job. What you should do. Listen. I'm declaring over myself, I'm operating in the Issachar anointing. I understand the time. You know what I'm saying? Understanding of the times to know what to do for my family, to know what to do for our army, to know what to do for the people that God has entrusted me with. This is an anointing. These were men that had an understanding. That means they were literally having a relationship with God so much that they weren't going to move until they understood the timing of God, because they're moving all of Israel. It's Israel that's moving. You know, some of the divisions had men of war, had men with spears and shields, had other men. It was division. But these men, you think about what they need, who they were. And I'm just like, wow. Wow. Some of them were priests. Yep. Some of them were priests. And as you know me, I'm PPK, priest, prophet, and king. And so as priests, knowing the timing of God, understanding the timing, understanding, and it says understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Gerald, understanding of the times to know what Gerald ought to do for his family. So I'm declaring the Issachar anointing over your life today. That you walk in this anointing of understanding the timing of God. Understanding the times to know. I mean, listen. If you don't get this understanding, you won't know. If you don't understand the timing of God, then you won't know what to do. How many of you did something and it just blew up in your face? You moved too fast. You thought this is what you were supposed to do. You ain't have an understanding and you didn't have a knowing of this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm serious. So this is that place of a shift. I mean, this is a shift, because let me tell you something. There's a reward. This anointing is rewards in this thing. Because let me tell you something. When you get an understanding, God gives you an understanding of a time, and he gives you a knowing of what to do. You're out with the enemy, and then there's a reward in that. Sometimes that you win a battle, and there's a recompense in that. Come on, y'all. Y'all, listen. Let's catch this thing, man. And so when my wife was praying for this timing of God and understanding of, you know, she was going in, God just starts saying, you know, the Hebrew meaning of that word is reward, Gerald. There's a reward in this. There's a reward in being and being a man who understands the times to know what to do. There's a reward in this, Gerald. It's a recompense in this, Gerald. So I sat back for a second and I just listened to my wife pray, and God just started dropping. He said, start declaring the Issachar anointing over yourself. So I'm sitting, I'm like, I'm the Issachar. I got the Issachar anointing. I know the timing of God. I'm in alignment with God. I know the move. I'm understanding when I need to make a move for my family, when I need to make an adjustment for my family. And I know that when I'm making this adjustments, there's a reward coming from it. When I make an adjustment, there's a recompense that's being released that I didn't even know was coming. That's been released through my bloodline. Y'all better catch this thing. You knowing. We're knowing. So I'm asking you to declare. God just declare it over yourself too. Declare it over your spouse. Declare it over your children. Let this anointing be in your house, that you have an understanding. These men, they had an understanding of the times to know what they needed to do. And so I repent. So I had to repent. I'm like, God, it was times I tried to make a move and it wasn't the right time. I tried to make a move and I wasn't ready. I ain't have a clear understanding of what I should have done. And so I was like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Have you ever been in that place where you were like, you tell yourself, man, I don't know. Should I say this? And I'm like, but did you ask God, give me the understanding? Let me tap into this Issachar anointing that I'm asking God. I'm spending time with God. I'm communing with God, that I'll be in right alignment with him, that I'll get an understanding of what I should say, when I should say it, how I should move, when I should adjust, when I should do this and when I should do that. Let me tell you something. When you get into that place and you get into that alignment, let me tell you something. There's a reward that comes in the midst of that. There's some recompense that comes in the midst of that. Let me tell you something. Because my wife did what she did, there's a reward that was going, as she was going through the process. But now she's in the place of the recompense. All of that stuff that she thought she lost, all of the stuff that she thought she couldn't have, all of the stuff that she thought she wasn't gonna get, now she's getting it all. All. She tapped into the Issachar anointing. I'm understanding. She was understanding what God wanted, what God wanted to do. Why? Because it was important. It was important for her family, huh? To know what Israel ought to do. She had to know what she needed to do. She had to know it. It was for a family. I wasn't in the right place, but now I'm in the right place. Now God is talking about, okay, Gerald, it's time for you to operate in this Issachar anointing. Let me tell you, I heard this thing a long time ago, and I was like, yeah, okay, timing of God. Yep. But it wasn't really downloaded. It wasn't really being saturated into my brain that I understood it, and it got into my heart. But this morning, let me tell you something. God said, I'm shifting you with this Issachar anointing, Gerald. You're going to understand the times, and you're gonna know what to do for your family. You're gonna know how to shift a army. You're gonna know how to shift, because I'm going to give you the timing. It's a timing for everything. There's a seed time and there's a harvest time. There's a time for everything, a timing for everything. But we got to get an understanding. So God said, tap into this Issachar anointing, Gerald. I want you to tap into it. I want you to dissect this. I want you to eat this, because this is the season you're in. Because there's major moves that I'm going to need you to do. There's major things that I want you to understand. That I'm going to put you in a boardroom. I'm going to put you in a table with a bunch of CEOs, with a bunch of billionaires, and I'm going to need you to understand the time. They ain't going to even understand it. But you're going to understand the time to make a move, to make a shift. And I'm sitting there, and all I felt was weight. I wasn't sitting there like, oh yeah, thank you God. I'm like, oh wow, okay, I got to steward that. Okay, I gotta protect that. Okay God, yeah, okay, let me get some real understanding of what you just said to me. Let me get some real understanding. Make sure that I'm ready, God. Make sure I got an understanding, God. Show me what I need. Show me what's going to stop me from not being able to have this. Show me what's going to stop me from not being what I'm doing that'll hinder me from being in this boardroom. Show me show me anything that'll cause me to not get an understanding. So I had to come to my mind. I'm like, okay, this mind racing stuff, I got to start speaking over my mind. No longer am I mind racing. No longer is my mind going not focused. No longer am I off balance. No longer. I'm this is what I'm saying to myself this morning, y'all. This morning. Because I don't want to miss the times of God. I don't want to miss anything for my family. I don't want to miss anything that's for our army. I don't want to miss anything things that God has given me, or people that God has entrusted me with. I don't want to miss anything. I want to know. You know what I'm saying? When you know, you know. Man, can't nobody tell you anything. When you know, nobody can tell you anything. But I want this understanding. So that means I got to commune differently. I got to commune different with God. I can't just go in there with a quickie. I can't go in there like, God, yeah, then move on. I got to spend some time. I got to spend some time in my worship. I got to spend some time in my praise. I got to spend some time, you know, just sitting there and being still. Because I do not want to miss anything. And you know, this is a perfect timing. Like, for real, if you in our army, you understand that this is like perfect timing. like perfect timing. And so I'm like, I'm excited, but I'm cautious. Because I understand the weight of what God has just said. I understand the weight of understanding the times and knowing what I should do. You know what I'm saying? What I should do for the army, what I should do for my family, what I should do for business, what I should do ministry, what should I do? All of that stuff. All of it. So this is not a, So when you start asking God, I want to walk, I want the understanding, I want the Issachar anointing, that comes with a weight. That comes with a responsibility. To shift, this man, this is the timing to know what Israel ought to do. Not just yourself, but a whole people. What they should do. So David going to them and asking them, what is the timing? What should we do? And they gotta have an understanding, and they gotta have a knowing what they should do. I was like, wow. It's like that. And my answer was, yeah, it's just like that. It's just like that. I'm going to need you to get a understanding, Gerald. Y'all don't hear you saying my name like funny. Gerald. That's how I was hearing it. I don't know if he was being funny this morning or not, but that's kind of why, that's how I was hearing it. And I'm like, wow, okay, understanding. So in my mind, I'm going to the things that'll stop me from having an understanding. You know what I'm saying? Depression, worry, fret, all of those things that cause your mind to race, cause your mind to, you know, doubt, fear, all of those things that'll cause you to think that you can have this and you don't need, you know what I'm saying? The enemy always trying to distract you with some dumb junk. You know what I'm saying? It always tries to overload you with some dumb junk. But you're like, you know, listen, man, I declutter my mind. Why? Because I'm truly understanding that I need the mind of Christ. I'm functioning in the mind of Christ. I'm gonna walk this thing out. And let me tell you something. Walking out the mind of Christ is heavy. That ain't something that's lightly. And we all say, oh, I got the mind of Christ. Oh, Christ lives. Listen, that stuff ain't just willy-nilly. I used to think this stuff was willy-nilly. Oh, this is just, oh, it's gravy. Oh, yay, yay, yay. Man, I started feeling the weight of this stuff. I'm wondering why. I'm like, dang, why I'm getting heavy. I just feel heavy. Because I'm understanding the weight of it. I'm understanding how you got these men was responsible for understanding and knowing. You know what I'm saying? The men who understood. Had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. To know what you need to do. And so I'm like, wow. Okay. So no, I'm not just going to fly through this. I'm going to spend my time dissecting what would stop me. What would stop me from being in this time, understanding these times. Understand what I'm saying? Because it's people's lives depend on this. You think about if they made the wrong decision, if they make the wrong move, all of Israel would have been jacked up. All of Israel would have been jacked up. Then where would we be? I'm just saying. Let's think about this. You think about the magnitude of a people depending on a group of people to understand, to have an understanding of the times, to know what a group of people should do. That's deep. That's deep in his own self. But we'll say, you got to be careful. I just heard it. You got to be careful when you ask for this anointing. Because this place, you got to be obedient. Ooh, You got to be disciplined. You got to actually hear the voice of God. So you can't have anything cluttering your mind that you don't hear clearly the voice of God and obedient to actually doing it and actually saying it. You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you're going to get a whole people off track. And then who's going to be responsible for them? For that happening? Yeah, you. I'm looking at myself. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. So you think about your situation, your family. If you don't get it right. Oh, my husband's supposed to be. Okay, God, hold up. Time out. Check this out. Yes, that's the role of the family. I get it. Sanctified wife can sanctify the husband. How about this, though? Because it's not there, that means you still have to run a household. Literally, you still have to run the household. So if you don't have an understanding of the times what God is trying to do in your household, if he's trying to tell you, I don't need you talking bad about your husband. I don't need you to do this and I don't want you to do that. I don't need you to say this. I don't need you to commune with these people. I don't need you to talk to these people because this here is for you to know how I'm shifting your family. Why? Because your kids are watching. Because other people are watching. They're watching you. They're watching your witness. They're watching your faith. They're watching your salvation. They're watching you. And they're trying to get an understanding about what you are doing and that you might be able to lead these people in a place where you didn't even know. Listen. We go places and social media is just really funny to me. Because people will see you on social media, and because they see you a lot, if they watch us a lot, then it blesses me because they say stuff like, I remember when you said this on such and such. You don't even understand how this has shifted me. I got an understanding of how to do this and this and this and this. And I watched, my facial expressions and I watched this and I watched that. And that thing blesses me when I see a testimony of how something changed in their life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like understanding when to do something. And especially when it comes to me on social media, I'm like, now I don't jump on just to jump on. Now I'm like, okay, God, is this something for me or is this something that you want me to go on? He said, you got to understand it. He goes on scripture. What did I just tell you to do? Because I need you to get this point across. I need you to do this. I'm like, okay, so I'm ministering to myself as I'm ministering to you. I'm strengthening my spirit, man, as I pray that it is strengthening yours. So this same anointing, I'm being very, very, very careful. You know what I'm saying? My mind is understanding how heavy this is because this thing says these men had an understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And if you know Israel is a people, a whole people. And they had the ability, the anointing to understand the times, to know what Israel should do. I mean, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, man, how much time did they spend with God? Were they just like, all day, every day, just sitting in the presence of God? And God just down giving them the instructions. Have these people, because in the Old Testament, God would say, go over to this land right here. I have given it to you. They go, and the people that's in their land, they so afraid of the numbers. It was so many of them. They're like, man, please, these people are coming over here. They can have this land. We're just gone somewhere else. Huh? God was rewarding them. That could have been some land that these people had taken away from their forefathers, and now God is giving it back to them. Y'all better catch this. So they getting something that their forefathers had. Now they getting it. All right, recompense. They getting a reward. They going, and now the land that they take is plentiful. Reward. I'm going to reward you for your diligence. I'm going to reward you for your obedience. I'm going to reward you because you're communing with me. You're understanding what I want, the timing I want. You're right in right alignment with me. We still talking about this Issachar anointing. I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah, man. This anointing is not a lightweight anointing, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, this is not a lightweight anointing. Because we talking about your bloodline. We talking about your DNA. This can shift all of that. This can shift all of that. So I'm asking you to truly, truly, truly get in this place of communing with God. I mean, like communing with God that you know. You know how important it is that you know, not just understand. Because if it was just saying they just understood the times, it said understood the times to know what Israel ought to do. They had to know. They got the understanding. The understanding got into them so deep that they know. We're gonna go 2 miles over this way. We're gonna pitch a tent. That's how God was moving. And did y'all notice that? It was like, y'all go over here and do this. I want the Levites to go over here and pray like this right here. I want such and such to do this. If it was disobedient, God took out the whole group. Took them out. Y'all gonna be disobedient. Y'all gotta go. Cause you don't want to understand my timing. You don't want to know what I'm doing. Huh? God says, do you want to understand what I'm doing? Do you really want to know what I'm doing? And are you willing to actually do it? And I'm like, woo-wee. God, I want to understand. Listen. Now listen. Man, I done died to myself. I ain't selfish. I don't have no self-will, no all of that junk. I got some deliverance. So I'm in this discipline stage. I'm in this place with God. Is God now? Is God then? Is God all day? Listen, I ain't trying to do anything else. Huh? I don't have another option. I don't have plan B. I don't have plan C. I don't have plan any. I'm plan A all day. God. That's it. God. Plan A. That's all. No plan B. Get rid of your plan B's. Understand God. Know God. Know what God is talking about. Stop being in the same cycles. Hate cycles. I hate cycles. Cycles are just so ridiculous. They're so stupid. I hate them. You know why I hate them so much? Because I was in it for so long. Just doing the same stupid stuff. It just pisses me off right now that I stayed so long in a stupid cycle when I can see the cycle. I know the cycle. I know when the cycle was coming. I know that dumb jump. I understood that and still wasn't even beating it. Still wasn't even doing it. I know I shouldn't say stuff. I know I shouldn't be doing this. I know I shouldn't be doing. I repent again. Because now I'm just getting convicted all over again. I repent right now. I'm mad at myself for just repeating cycles. When you know better, you do better. When you know you in a cycle, when you know you in a cycle and you just want to stay in the cycle. I'm just tell you what, I don't even want to tell you what that is. I don't even want, because I might have to be dealing with the spirit of offense. So I ain't even saying it. But the Holy Spirit tell me to say it. I'm going to say it. But he ain't telling me to say it right now. But I'm telling you, get out the cycle. Break the cycle. Let's get into this. Let's understand the weight of knowing and understanding the times of God and knowing what you should do. But you got to have the discipline to actually do it. You're going to get this understanding and then you're going to know what to do and then you don't do it. Do you know that's disobedience? Do you know that's like, I'm going to just be a rebel. I ain't going to do nothing. God, I understand. I know. But I ain't doing that. And you like literally open your mouth and say it. You wasn't going to do it. If you said that, you need to repent right now. If you ever, if God done gave you an understanding of something. Listen, if he's given you an understanding of something. And you know. Listen, and you know God said it. You know God told you to do it. And you just sat right there and said, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. Nope, not doing that. You need to repent. You need to repent right now. Like right now. You need to get that. You need to get that taken care of. And you wondering why God, now you sitting over there, well, God, you ain't talking. Oh, because you rebellious. You don't really want to know. Because you don't really want to get an understanding of what you need to know. And then when you know it, you choose to not do it. Disobedience. I'm like, I know what that look like. I know what that sound like. I know what that feel like. I know what it is. Why? You know how I'm going to tell you that? Because that was me. Disobedience. I was a rebel. I was rebellious. I was straight doing. I remember God telling me something, you know. He was like, Gerald, you can either be a great man of God or you can be a warlock. I'm like, oh, wow, that didn't even sound good. That didn't even sound good. You can do great for the kingdom or you can do damage to the kingdom. Man, God, that was kind of hard, don't you think? But people's lives depended on this. If these men didn't understand and they didn't know, people's lives were dependent on them understanding and knowing. Your children's lives dependent on you understanding and knowing. Your marriage depends on you understanding and knowing what God said. That promotion you've been looking for is depending on you understanding your job and truly knowing how to do it past what the other person that's doing. So you can tap into supernatural knowledge and understand something that you really don't understand, but God will give you a knowing in your spirit of how it should be done. I just said something then. But that means you got to have a relationship with God. That means you got to be sitting at the throne room. You got to be sitting at the foot of God. You got to be sitting there like, okay, I ain't going nowhere until you bless me. I ain't going nowhere until I got an understanding. I ain't going nowhere until I got a knowing in my spirit. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't moving. Because I don't want to lead nobody the wrong way. I don't want to take nobody to hell. I don't want to lead nobody in disobedience. I don't want to do it. I've done that, been there, did that. I've had men that's drunk. I'm drinking with them. They be like, man, you going to get us in trouble with God. I'm like, dude, what you talking about, man? You don't even know who God is. He say, don't, that's a lie. I do know who God is. And I know right now you are causing us to have problems because you shouldn't even be here. I'm like, you can't tell me God won't use anybody and anything to get a point across to you. And I was so stubborn and so prideful. I'm like, man, shut up. Shut up and pass me the drugs. Shut up. I'm telling him that. And he looking at me like, man, I'm leaving. Y'all can stay here with this fool, but I'm leaving. I'm better off out here by myself. I don't need him causing me extra issues because he doing something wrong. I'm like, who you talking to? He looked at me like, I'm talking to you. You gonna bring us problems. You don't need to hang with us no more. Won't you go home? Don't you got a wife? Go to them. Go get your life right. This is an alcoholic, a drunk, like drunk all day, every day. Talking like he got perfect sense to me as I'm sitting here telling you this story. God was giving him perfect sense to talk to me. Warning me that I was bringing more trouble on these other people. What? To whom much is given, much is required. I knew better. I knew who I was. I know what God said. But I was being rebellious. So what about if you being rebellious after you know and you got an understanding of what God is saying to you, and you really know what you're supposed to do, and you choose not to do it? What happens to your family? What happens to your marriage? And while you're doing it, you need to be asking for some grace that it just don't be destroyed. That God will still breathe on it. Cause you don't know what's gonna happen. I thank God every day that I didn't die in my sin. I thank God that he graced me enough to be able to come out. That he gave me some mercy that I can come out. I'm just thankful daily for that. Daily. Because I could have easily dropped straight off into hell. Like the Bible says, many of them, he just opened up the earth and they fell into hell. I get that vision all the time. I'm like, oh Lord, I don't want to just drop into hell. I don't want to live on this earth and then drop into hell. I don't want that. I don't even know why I'm over here. I don't even know why I got to that. But I'm just telling you right now. But because you asking for some understanding, you asking, you know, and it says who had an understanding of the times. You asking for this time. God, how long? What's my time limit? You know why you ain't getting an answer? Because you don't really want to know. You say you want to know, but God knows your heart. Because if he gives you the time and he tells you what to do, he knows you're not going to do it. And now it makes you disobedient. And then it makes you become a rebel. But these men who understood the times to know what Israel ought to do, to know what your family need to do, Gerald, to know what decisions you have to make, Gerald, to know. So I'm going to need you to understand this, Gerald. I don't want you to just bypass this. I don't want you to just, this is just going to be a little message. No, man, no, this is not that for me. This is not that for me. This here is heavy to me. This is heavy to me. Because I want to know what will cause me to be disobedient. I want to know, God, what if I'm anywhere out of the timing of God, missing the time of God, missing a season, missing a moment, missing a situation, missing an opportunity. I want all of my rewards. I want all of my recompense. I don't want to miss anything. I want all of my generational blessings. I want all of that favor. I want all of that prosperity. I want all of them blessings. I want everything that God said I'm supposed to have. So I better really and truly understand the times of what God is trying to do. And I better really and truly get not just getting an understanding, but I better get some knowing of what my should do. Why? Because my children's lives depend on this. My business depends on this. My marriage depends on this. The army depends on this. The PPKs depend on this. My destiny depends on this. My future depends on this. This ain't just about me just understanding some times. It ain't about just that. So get that. Don't be I want the Issachar anointing. No, you better get some discipline first. You better understand that if I get this timing and I get this knowing and I don't do it, yeah, you talking about reward and recompense. Let's talk about the doggone situation you get when you're being disobedient. Let's talk about that. Because that ain't cool either. But we good. We want that good stuff. Listen, y'all, that was me. I'm just trying to tell you, man. That was me. I'm like, give me all the good stuff, God. I don't want to do all of that. Cause I wasn't disciplined. I was entitled. I walked in entitlement. Like I just, this is mine. I deserve this. Do you know my bloodline? Do you know who I am? Do you know what my people did? Do you know all of this? Man, God's like, boy, you don't sit your behind down somewhere and get some discipline. You so undisciplined. You always wanting something. But you ain't willing to put the work in. You ain't willing to do the time for it. Sit down somewhere. So I had to, it took me a long time. Let me tell you something. I'm talking about cycles. It took me a long time to get to a disciplined place. That now, man, I ain't got no plan B. I'm only on plan A. God. God here, God now, God then, God all the time. I got rid of my other plans. I got rid of the worldly stuff. I got rid of, oh, I can do this. Man, the grass ain't green on the other side. So temptation, lust, perversion, all y'all cut off. All of this adultery stuff, man, the grass ain't green. My wife is the best thing that ever happened to me. Why? Because the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Here's the key. And he finds favor in the sight of God. You better catch that part. And I'm walking in so much favor right now. Walking in so much favor. I wish I knew then what I knew now. I did, but I was disobedient. God, I just heard. He said, you did know. You were just disobedient. You just wanted to be a rebel. You just wanted to operate in pride. You was walking around with them stiff-necked people. Yeah, you wanted to be one of them stiff-necked people. Oh, I can do it. Man, sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere, Gerald. My wife used to tell me that, baby. We're going to sit down. We ain't doing this. We ain't going to do no marriage stuff. We ain't doing no ministry stuff. We ain't going to preach. We ain't going to teach. We ain't going to do nothing. We're going to sit our butt down. I'm looking at her like, you done lost your mind. I ain't sitting nowhere. Girl, we got this. We going to do this. She said, nah. Not when you walking around here with pride. Not when you walking around with entitlement. You walking around with all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Once again, to whom much is given, much is required. I wasn't meeting the requirements to walk into that stuff because I would walk out of the church and walk into a dope house. I was walking out of the church and walk into an alcohol liquor store. Or I'll walk out and go do pornography. I'll walk out and do stupid stuff. But I'm sitting here talking about, I want to know the timings of God. Man, you was trying. I was acting so religious. And being so stupid, and I was paying for it. I was paying for it. Y'all, you say, somebody always asks, well, were you paying for it? Man, I was paying for it. I was in agony. I was in depression. I was in suicidal thoughts. I couldn't get rid of the alcohol. I couldn't get rid of the perversion. I couldn't get rid of all that stuff. And y'all wonder why when you say, why they get, we do. We do. We getting punished. It might not look like punishment to you because you fleshly want something bad to happen or something radical to happen, but we're talking about what God does to a man. But let me tell you something. When God delivers a man, when God delivers a woman, when God delivers a situation, yes, Lord. I mean, this thing, it's like the best thing since sliced bread. I'm trying to tell you something here. But we still talking about the men of Issachar who had an understanding of the time to know what to do. You got to understand and know what to do. You got to know what to do. When your flesh tells you to snap back, when your flesh tells you that you can roll your eyes and point your fingers, when your flesh tells you that you don't have to be that way, when your flesh tells you you don't have to be a doormat, when your flesh tells you that you don't have to let them speak to you like that, when your flesh tells you to go and talk to your friend and get a co-signer for such and such, when your flesh, you better get a timing. You better get an understanding. You better get an understanding. Get an understanding. Today we get an understanding right here. Today we get an understanding because let me tell you something. If you don't get this understanding, and I'm talking about You have to be in a place where you are really and truly communing with God. I mean, you got to have a relationship with God that God would just truly give you the times of knowing when to shift, when to move, when to step to the right, when to step to the left, when to keep your mouth closed or when to speak, when to hear and when not to hear and what not to hear. These things, it's like we don't even belong to ourselves. I mean, the Bible tells you was bought with a price. You don't even belong to yourself. You don't belong to yourself. So when you walking around here and you like, I ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, I pray that the Holy Spirit brings it back to your remembrance. You don't even belong to yourself. You sitting in here grieving the Holy Spirit. Every time you just act up, the Holy Spirit like, you know this ain't right. I'm trying to get you to understand what God wants you to do. I'm trying to get you to understand and to know how to shift your family. I'm trying to get you to know how to move in something different. I'm trying to do that. But you over here acting like you ain't got no common. You acting like them people in the world. You sounding like them people in the world. He say, be in this world, but not, we in this world, but not of this world. We're spiritual beings. So we got to tap into the spiritual realm. We got to tap into our spirit being, that we'll understand what God is saying to us. We'll know what God is saying. We'll know what we know that we know that we know. I know one thing. I don't have a plan B. And I keep going back to the plan B. I don't have a plan B. You know why? Because my plan B might just get my whole family in the wrong direction. You know how when you get the GPS, right? And then the lady or whoever don't speak fast enough, you miss your exit, right? You know what I'm saying? You miss your exit. And so with me, I look at the GPS and I look at the exit that says you're going to exit on such and such B. You know what I'm saying? Or such and such A, you know, whatever. I look at that. I don't listen to her. Because she might not respond when she's supposed to respond. But because I paid attention to the instructions on the GPS, I know what an exit I'm going to get off on. So I don't need her to tell me. I'm paying attention. I'm looking around. I can see. I'm on the road. I can see the cars on the road, but I can see an exit sign too. So I'm not taking my family on a detour. You know, I did that for a long time. So I was putting my family in a place, a bad place. But now I am where I am. I don't have a plan B. Man, it's God. God, hey, I need all of you. I need you to, hey, he said, Gerald, you're going to get ready to walk in this Issachar anointing. You're going to understand my times. You're going to understand the timing of what I need you to do. You're gonna know what you need to do for your family, what you need to do for the army, what you need to do, period. You're gonna know this. And so I'm sitting here like, yeah, God, this is heavy. Yes, God. Okay, God. You know better than me, God. If you think I'm ready, okay, I'm ready. Is another level of discipline I need to have? I mean, is it something I need to do? You know, as I'm sitting here saying, it's like, yeah, it's a little bit of things you're going to have to do. I'm going to need you to get some more energy. I'm going to need you to do a little bit of this and I'm going to need you to do a little bit of that. I don't have to tell y'all what I'm getting ready to do, but God is instructing me while I'm talking to you, because there's something that God is getting ready to shift. And when he's shifting, I just want to be ready. I want to understand the magnitude of this shift. I want to get a true knowing that I know what God is doing. Listen, y'all. I pray that this is blessing you. Listen, I pray that this is blessing you. I pray that it is blessing you, because I before you declare that I'm walking in this Issachar anointing, I'm going to need you to know the weight of this. And I've given you all of this for you to understand the weight of this. Because this is not, you can't listen, because I don't want you to fall into disobedience, because it's so strict. You understand what I'm saying? This is a straight, narrow way. This is a tight thing. This is not a wide street. This thing is very, very narrow. Like, very narrow. And you just can't be willy-nilly. You just can't be, oh, I'm just woo-woo-woo. This is not that. I'm talking about a tight, restricted movement that you got to be so in tune with God. You got to be like sitting at the throne room. You got to be at the throne room. You got to be trying to press in. You got to be on your praise and worship. You need to be praising and you need to be worshiping like never before. You need to be finding the scriptures that's going to help you and get delivered from disobedience. Get delivered from the rebellion. Get delivered from that and stubbornness and slothfulness and laziness. All of that stuff that'll cause you to be disobedient, that'll cause you to miss the times of God, that'll cause you to not know where you need to go. Some people, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. The devil is a liar. That means you ain't tapped into the throne room. That means you ain't tapped into what God has said. You ain't trying to get an understanding of what God is doing, or you just chose not to do it. Or you chose not to be that person. Because you said, why me? Why I got to do this? Why I got to be that person? Shaking your head and doing all of that too. I'm mimicking you. Because I used to do it. Why I gotta go back in there and say I'm sorry? Man, you know what she said to me? I ain't saying nothing. And I let the sun go down on my wrath. 4 and 5 days, maybe a month. I ain't apologizing for nothing. You know what? I can't go a minute without apologizing to her if I said something wrong, if I made her think something wrong, if I offended her any kind of way. I ain't waiting at all. Now we beat each other doing it. Because we don't want anything that's going to come between us. We don't want anything that'll cause us not to be in right standing with God. I don't want anything, period. I don't have a plan B. It's God now. It's God then. It's God all day, every day. No plan B. So if you got a plan B, get rid of it. Understand. And know what God is doing. So now, if you want to, and you feel led to, listen, word over yourself, I want you to weigh this thing. I'm going to need you to weigh it. I don't want you to just be religious because everybody else putting it on, and you put it on because you're going to be accountable for what you're saying. You're going to be accountable for this declaration. You're going to be accountable for it. So I want you to just not just throw this stuff. Because see, some of y'all getting beat up because you done made declarations and you know doggone well you ain't going to fulfill them. You know you ain't going to do them. You know you ain't going to do them. You probably did it that day and you felt good about that day because now you in your emotions and your feelings and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm with you. And about 2 hours later, the devil say, okay, let me see what you're going to do about that declaration. And in that declaration, you don't even know what that declaration is. So I'm going to need you to weigh this thing. You don't have to. And matter of fact, you don't even have to put it on here right now. You can come back later and put it on when you've weighed the magnitude of what you're getting ready to declare. I'm going to need you to weigh this thing out. So, I'm going to take a deep breath. Lord, I declare that I'm walking in this Issachar anointing. I understand the times that I'm walking in. I know what I should do about my family. I know the path. I know the instructions. I know the strategies. I know the ingredients. Because you have created me to be the solution. So Father, I thank you for truly removing the scales off of my eyes that I can see in the spirit, Father. the path that you have for me. Father, you said that you knew me in my mother's womb. You had a destiny and a purpose for me, Lord. Now, Father, I thank you for the time, understanding the time that I'm in, understanding the time that that you're shifting me into, and that I'm obedient to walking this thing out. Father, I don't have a plan B. All I have is you. All I have is you. So I'm at this place where I'm just truly leaning, relying, and trusting in you. I thank you for giving me the gift of the Holy Spirit that leads me, guides me, and comforts me. I thank you for sending your son Yeshua to pay the price for my sins. And I declare that I live in Christ and Christ lives in me. I declare that I walk in a greater anointing. I declare that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I declare it now in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Father, I come before you now in right standing with you. Father, I thank you for the blood of Yeshua that washes me as white as snow. Father God, that there's no residue of my drugs, my alcohol, my lust, my perversion. Father God, any depression, suicide, adultery, temptation. Father God, anything. Generational curses is being removed as far as the east is from the west. The blood of Jesus cleanses me. Father, I stand before you without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. I'm clean. I thank you for bringing me out of my rebellion, out of my stubbornness, out of my pride, out of my entitlement. You delivered me. You said that deliverance is the children's bread. I thank you for my daily bread. I thank you, Father, for my mind being renewed daily. And you're renewing a right spirit within me today, this moment, that I might be able to walk this thing out, Father. That I will not be rebellious, I will not be disobedient, but Father, I will walk in the spirit of obedience. I will move in obedience. Father, your word says obedience is better than sacrifice, because your son has already sacrificed it all. But Father, you're just looking for an obedient one that will be obedient to the instructions, Father God. So Father, I say, here I am. Choose me, because I choose you this day. And there is no other but you, God. And so I thank you. I thank you for this message. I thank you, Father God, for the teaching of it. I thank you, Father God, for how you use me. Father, I thank you that the people that are hearing this will be blessed. I thank you, Father God, that it will bring an adjustment, not only to their hearts, but Father God, to their minds, that they will understand, that they will know what they ought to do for their families, what they ought to do, Father God, for their ministries, for their marriages, for their life. I thank you right now. I thank you. Father, I just thank you. I praise you. You are the supreme creator. You've created me in your image and likeness. You've created me from the dirt. You created me. You knew. You breathed life in me, God. Not only once, but twice. You bought me from the dead. I was literally trying to kill myself. And Father God, you breathed life into me. You breathe life into my marriage. Dry bones. And you breathe life upon them. So I just thank you, Lord, for the breath of life over what was once dead. Now, Father God, because of the obedience, because, Father God, they're submitted to your will and your way. Father, I thank you for your perfect will. I thank you for the obedience to walk in your perfect will. Father, I will not compromise. Father, I will not compromise. Oh, Father, I will not compromise. There's no plan B. It's only your way. Not my way, but your way. Not my will, but thy will be done. Father, I declare heaven invades earth today. Father, we are your glory carriers. We are your vessels, Father God. Pour into us everything that we need. Let us be great witnesses today. Let us win souls for you today. Let us be a light in a darkened area today. And I just thank you, Father, for the shifting of our minds, that we're walking into something new and something great. Something new and something great today. I declare it, and I say it is so. I decree it, and I declare it, and I say it is so. This is the day, Father, that you have made. And I thank you for the adjustments that you have made in this morning, that we would truly be glad and rejoice in this day. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Woo! Amen, amen, and amen. So listen, I pray that this bless you, stretch you, pushes you. Listen, man, this is, man, y'all listen. I pray that nobody got offended or felt a certain type of way because of some of the stuff that I was saying. But let me tell you something. I was ministering to myself too. When I do this, I minister to myself too. I'm not sitting here in front of you and saying, oh, I got it all. I know it all. No, man, God work on me every day, all day. I've come from a lot of dumb junk. I've come from a long way. And I still got a long way to go. So I'm not standing before you like I'm holier than thou. I'm not standing before you like I've never done anything, or I've never messed up, or I've never did something stupid. I'm not coming at you like that. I'm motivating you like I'm motivating myself. You know why? Because I can't even see you. I see myself. So I'm looking at myself. So I'm ministering to myself. I'm encouraging myself. Sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and make sure that you're doing the right thing. Tell yourself, self, it's going to be less of you today. It's going to be all of God. And every day, as you decrease, let God increase. That is none of you and all of him. That's that place. But before you say, I want that Issachar, let me walk in that Issachar anointing, I'm going to need you to weigh that thing. Understand the weight of it. Understand the magnitude of it. Understand that. Before you make that declaration, understand it. Because God is going to hold you to it. He's going to hold you to it. So, once again, I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. All right? And y'all be blessed. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Wear this thing now, because I want to see when I come back to this thing. So I want to see who's going to make that declaration. But I also want you to share this thing with somebody. So let's get 100 shares. Let's try to get 100 shares. I want to see 100 shares. Let's just see if it can happen. Who knows? Let's just see if it can happen. All right. Just share. We want 100 shares today. All right, let's make that happen, because I want everybody to get rid of plan B's. I want you to get rid of the plan B's. It's God now, it's God then, and it's God forever, period. All right, hey, y'all be blessed. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies, with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform,
so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.